Next is one of the recordings released as Django's Music around 1940. At that time, Django's recording bands frequently included such Parisian comrades as reed man Alex Combel, trumpeter Philippe Brune, and one of his steady guitar sidemen, Pierre Ferré. After this, How High the Moon, a recent release from the Hot Club of Norway. Very nice, Spellbound, the Hot Club of Norway, with harmonica, string quartet, and a classical that is nylon string guitar soloist. Many of these Django-inspired Hot Club bands of recent years, such as the Hot Club of Norway, have created original styles, original tunes, and clear identities of their own, even though, to illustrate Django's influence, I've generally picked their more Django-oriented material for this program. That, by the way, is from an excellent recent CD on the Hot Club Records label. The Norwegian Hot Club Records issues a wide range of recent, what they call vintage jazz guitar recordings, including numerous other Hot Club bands, such as the excellent Rosenberg Trio. You can find those discs online at www.hotclub.no. N-O for Norway, hotclub.no. So clearly, today there are many fresh ongoing explorations of the possibilities inherent in the string jazz style launched by Django and Grappelli. But even Django's son, Babik Reinhardt, who's up next, wisely chose a course of his own. In fact, ironically, Django had encouraged Babik to become a piano player, thinking he'd get more work as a pianist than guitarist. Here's Babik Reinhardt and his new quintet du Hot Club de France, Django's Minor Swing. Thank you. tunes composed by and performances inspired by Django Reinhardt. Nuit de Saint-Germain-des-Prés by the Seattle band calling themselves Pearl Django, and the late Babik Reinhardt, son of Django. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Beginning around 1946, things began to go sour for Django. He'd long hoped to tour the United States and was signed on to a U.S. tour with the Ellington Band. It didn't go well. For one thing, Django couldn't fit in with the discipline of touring in America. Django didn't bring his regular Machiaferri guitar that was so integral to his sound to America with him. He was frequently stuck playing inferior instruments. Sometimes, to be heard over the mighty brass sections in America, Django had to play electric guitar, which he was still learning to play, even though audiences expected to hear his familiar acoustic style. Django seems to have been somewhat surprised to find himself homesick for France, and he returned from America somewhat disillusioned. Most observers mark the unsuccessful American trip of 1946 as the beginning of Django's serious decline as a talent. There were external factors as well, eroding his popularity and confidence. The swing era itself was ending, and many hardcore jazz fans were wrapped up in the New Orleans jazz revival, or switching their allegiance to bop. Bop was in the air. New young lions were emerging. In the late 40s, Django was in semi-retirement. He had ambitions to become an artist, spending more time painting and exhibiting than playing music. And by most accounts, he was a poor painter. There's controversy over whether Django was a spent musical force after World War II or not. I've listened to many of the recordings from that time. Admittedly, there is some good material, particularly during his frequent reunions with Stephan Grappelli. Django and Grappelli seemed to immediately strike up their magical dialogue, just as if they had not been separated for 6 years. But more often during the late 40s and the early 50s, Django sounds like a mere shadow of his former brilliance. To put it another way, in the Hot Club of France days, poor recordings by Django were few to none. But after 1946, though there are occasional moments of the old brilliance, a majority of the recordings are mediocre or poor, as you can hear from these excerpts. I, for one, find them sad listening. During the early 50s, Django played less and less often. He did move in some interesting directions. As always, he was ahead of his time, but Django's time had run out. He died in 1953 from a sudden brain hemorrhage. He was 43 years old. Django on electric guitar from his last session, the tune Decaphonie. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. So finally, in this last quarter hour or so, I'm going to move back to happier times and some unusual rarities. Django was widely celebrated after the liberation of France. He performed in Paris several times for the United States Armed Forces Network and NBC Radio with what had been Glenn Miller's Air Force Big Band, before Miller's untimely death in late 44. Listen to how well Django projects his acoustic guitar alongside the massive brass section. First, though, an unusual private recording of a 1940 appearance by Django in a Parisian nightclub called Chez Jimmy. It's his Appel Direct, Direct Appeal, erroneously introed here as it was on more than one occasion as Appel Indirect.
Et voici encore une composition de Django Reinhardt. C'est Appel Indirect, dirigé par l'auteur.
AFN presents the European Division Band of the Air Transport Command, starring Django Reinhardt. Tonight, as our special guest, we have the world's greatest guitar virtuoso, Django Reinhardt. To the serious student of jazz, the name of Django Reinhardt has become as well known and as legendary as Bix Beiderbecke or Pinetop Smith. Django's style and rhythm is known from the plush swing salons of New York's 52nd Street to the sidewalk cafes of Montmartre. It's an honor and a privilege to play host to him today. It's the ATC band with Django's own Djangology.
This program originates in Paris, we thought it altogether fitting to invite a French musician to join us. And of course, that just had to be the renowned swing guitarist, Django Reinhardt. His hot guitar is unmatched anywhere in jazz circles throughout the world. Now listen to those strings hum as Django plays his own composition, Belleville.
Thank you.
Django's Belleville, or perhaps more accurately, Belleville, and Djangology, broadcast in 1945 with the U.S. Air Transport Command Orchestra. In other words, remnants of what had been Glenn Miller's wartime big band. That material and all of Django's recordings made with Americans in France between the years 1934 and 47 are collected together in an excellent 4-CD set from the Spanish Definitive Records. We've also heard recent recordings by the Seattle band Pearl Django on the Canadian Modern Hot Records label. Babik Reinhardt's new quintet, Du Hot Club, distributed by Harmonia Mundi, and I highly recommend the Hot Club of Norway. That's .no for Norway. www.hotclub.no. Borelli Lagreen's Gypsy Project is on Dreyfus Records, distributed by Koch International, and the Hot Club of San Francisco is available on Clarity Recordings and through their website, hcsf.com. Playlists for any of these programs, by the way, are available upon request at jazzhotbigstep.com, where I've also posted a page with online images of Django, links to streaming audio and video, and Hot Club sites worldwide. That's the Jazz Rhythm homepages at www.jazzhotbigstep.com. Finally, here's Django on a terrific 1937 disc with jazz violinist Eddie South and his longtime colleague Stefan Grappelli, the vivacious Fiddle Blues. That's Jazz Rhythm and the music of Django Reinhardt. I'm Dave Radlauer. Adieu, and thanks for listening.